Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'd like to thank you for tuning into VisionWorks. My name is Claire Lyons Devon, and I will be your host for tonight. And if you are new to VisionWorks, VisionWorks is an opportunity for people to share how they're living and implementing their vision in the community and around the world. VisionWorks airs the third Sunday on the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And the Talk Show Network broadcasts every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and the second and fourth Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m., also Eastern Standard Time. I'd like to take a moment for those of you unfamiliar with the International Black Summit to tell you who we are. The International Black Summit is a gathering of people of Black African descent from diverse backgrounds, countries, lifestyles, opinions, and views. And we come together to celebrate and empower the vision of the Declaration and also to explore questions and issues which empower participants to realize their vision for the Black community and for the world. If you've joined us, a lot of people actually went to London, England the first weekend of August for the summit and had a phenomenal time. And we had something a little bit different this year. We did a virtual participation as well as people who were actually in London, and it was a very phenomenal event. If you missed it this year, you have another opportunity. The next summit will be held stateside this time in Baltimore, Maryland, and that will be in 2010, which will also be the first weekend in August. And you can register for the annual event at our website, which is www.blacksummit.org. Participants around the world have found this to be an empowering event that really fosters personal breakthroughs, it energizes relationships, and it really calls for community transformation. I'd like to take a moment to share with you the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. And that is a very powerful declaration statement. It was created in Atlanta, Georgia in 1991, and it continues to present itself today in this moment in me, in our guests, and all over the world. All righty then. I have another guest. Who's on the line? Okay. I'm not quite sure who that was, but thank you. The Declaration is such a powerful statement, and it gives me lots and lots of joy, and I don't know, it just gives me a place to stand on a day-to-day basis. So I really love it that we include it in all of our shows. I'd like to welcome you. Welcome to VisionWorks. And I'd like to thank everyone who's listening live tonight or over the website and our folks who are in the chat room. If you'd like to share a comment or if you have questions, the number is 646-716-7566. 9827. You can also access the show via the web at www.blacksummit.org/talkshow. Again, that's www.blacksummit.org/talkshow, and you have an opportunity to listen to the show live there. You can also go back to previous shows. We had a phenomenal show last Tuesday that was really incredible, so you can go back and listen to past shows that we've had as well on the website. So tonight, the part of the declaration that's really speaking to me is our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. I mean, that is a really, really powerful summit. And each year at the summit, we discover a new statement or a question that we engage in for the next year. At the 2009 summit, which was earlier this month, the statement was, I am present to myself as the source of my vision. Let me say that again. I am present to myself as the source of my vision. And when I think about that statement, when I think about that particular declaration, transformation, like, starts with each and every person. You know, like, we as individuals make up the community, and our community is the contribution that is transforming the universe. Our individual communities, who we be individually and who we be collectively, transform the universe. And we do it one vision at a time. We have some guests on the line. I'd just like to give people an opportunity, if you have something that you would like to share around our declaration statement for the International Black Summit for the year of 2009-2010. Caller 310714, do you have a comment that you'd like to make about this year's declaration statement? Are you on mute? Okay, I'll come back. 347-325, would you like to make a comment about the International Black Summit 2009-2010 declaration statement?
Yes, my name is Jeremy. How you feel, sister?
Hey, Jeremy. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. I'm fine tonight, sister. I find that the declaration, have you read it, is very, very enriching, and it brings home that we got to do more. That we got to do more in our community, and we got to show more love to our fellow black men and black women. We got to learn to strengthen our families. So I said, to me, part of that declaration means to me that we got a whole lot of work ahead of us, and we got to do strengthen our black families, not just United States, but globally. So that's what means to me, that we got to also confront the elements that are out there trying to break our black families up.
Thank you for sharing that. And are you present to what your vision is or what your contribution is personally? I know each week we ask you that.
Yeah, you asked me that on the first time I called 2 weeks ago, and I'm working on that.
Okay, great. Okay, great. There's a couple of things that I wanted to share. You know, when I heard the declaration statement this year about, you know, sourcing, I'm present to myself as the source of my vision, there's a book that I'm reading from Dave Peltzer, and it's called Help Yourself, Celebrating the Rewards of Resilience and Gratitude. And I just wanted to share a little bit one of the passages from the book, and this particular passage is called Invest in Yourself. It says, sit down, spend some quality time with yourself, and discover from the deepest recesses of your heart what is truly important to you. Find it, hold on to it, live it. No matter how hard it may be, keep a positive attitude. Don't take setbacks personally. Look at them as opportunities to see what you're truly made of. Never lose sight of your objective. But please don't lose yourself in the process. Don't be too hard on yourself, for you'll fall down. Yet it is getting up that truly matters. Find something. Do something every single day that brings you one step closer to your goal, and reward yourself for your efforts, no matter how insignificant they may seem. Be happy within yourself and what you have right now every single day. Find that solace within yourself, for anything else can only make things better. And he has this help yourself reminder. Defining moments or situations can be a positive catalyst as the turning point in your life. Before you quit on yourself, when life isn't fair, exhaust all of your options for making things happen. If you want it, you have to make it possible, which really gets to our declaration statement of us being the source of our vision. And then another one is, when fighting to make your life better, give yourself the credit you deserve. And the last one is, take the time and energy to truly invest in your most important asset, yourself. Yourself. And I think a lot of times, you know, when we're going about our day and, you know, we're looking at our vision and the impact that we're making, are we choosing to make in the world in terms of our own particular vision or our own particular goals, we forget to invest ourselves to kind of replenish our personal well, and we have to make sure that, you know, I, Clara, I'm okay. You know, I'm feeding myself. I'm acknowledging myself. And so when I go to source myself, I have the resilience. I know when you get on the plane, they say first put your oxygen mask on, you know, make sure you're straight, and then you're in a position to help somebody else. And I think that's a really, really important lesson to just, like, continually remember to invest in ourselves. Area code 313205, I know you've been listening for a while. Do you have a question or a comment about this year's declaration statement or something else?
No, I'm listening tonight. I'm currently at work, so I can't engage in conversation but to a limited amount, but I'll be listening in this evening.
Awesome. I appreciate that. I appreciate you listening to the show. And there's another author that I really, really enjoy. This gentleman's name is Wallace Wattles, and he has a book called The Science of Success, The Secret to Getting What You Want. And he has a whole chapter on any person can become great. And there's one statement in particular that I really like. It says, man has an inherent power by which he may grow in whatsoever direction he pleases, and there does not appear to be any limit to the possibilities of his growth. And so when I was thinking about that statement, you know, I am present to myself as the source of my vision. I am present to myself as the source of my vision. First is invest in yourself, you know, invest in myself. Then the next thing is be present to the possibility that anything that I think, that I desire, is possible. I always go back to President Obama because that is the most phenomenal vision that's manifested itself in this century, you know, in my lifetime, that that I can see. Sometimes we create a possibility out there and we think, oh, you know, I have this idea, but I may or may not see the possibility in it. But pretty much anything is possible once we set our mind to it. And as Mr. Peltzer was saying, make sure that we, you know, do everything that we can. And I always like to say, you know, you do what you can and let God do the rest. Because whatever we can't do, he can make up the difference. And I think it's a really great, it's a great opportunity to just know that anything is possible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. I'd just like to let our listeners know you're listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We air every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also on the second and the fourth Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. On the first Sunday of the month, we have On Track with Ms. Henriette Byrd as our host, and that's an opportunity for people to, you know, look at where they're on track in their lives and meeting their goals and where they're off track. And the second Sunday is Let's Celebrate with Ms. Shakaysha Showers. And Let's Celebrate is really about acknowledgement, and that's another piece about sourcing yourself as your vision. It's really very important to acknowledge yourself and also to acknowledge others. Another way to say that is just to be grateful, to have that gratitude aspect in your life. And so Let's Celebrate is an opportunity for us to acknowledge what people are doing, what people are up to, and also to acknowledge ourselves in terms of, you know, how we're getting along in the world. And then here we are, third Sunday for Vision Works. I just want to thank everybody who is listening in tonight. We have a lot of people who are on the switchboard and also who are listening over the Internet. So I just want to thank you for listening to the International Black Summit Network. And I also want to invite you, if you ever want to be around like-minded people, our next event is happening in Oakland, California. We're having a leadership meeting, and you're more than welcome to come if you are in California or you want to fly to California for the weekend. It's going to be in October. I believe it's the 18th, the weekend of the 18th. We'll be in Oakland, California, but you can go to our website. The location hasn't been set yet, and we'll be having something called a prerequisite, which is an opportunity to engage further in the distinctions, which are kind of the tools that we use in the summit that really help have helped me to show up powerfully in my life and to be a source of my vision. This talk show is a result of the work that's been done in the summit and, you know, the things that have come out of the summit. And there are a lot of other things that are going on. We have something called, I think a lot of people might be familiar with Skype. Oprah Winfrey has made that more of a household term. But Skype is an opportunity to talk, essentially to talk over the Internet. And we also have a Skype call that's on the second, I believe it's the second Sunday, where you can call in and talk to people who are past summit participants from all over the world, Canada, Africa, different places. People call into the Skype call, and they share about their experiences in the summit. But I hope you can make it to Oakland in October. It's the third weekend, and I believe that's the weekend of the 18th. And, you know, get to know some of the other people who are involved in the International Black Summit and things that we're up to. And then on the fourth Sunday, we have Man of the Month with Mr. Glenn Greenwich. And it's a phenomenal time where we honor and acknowledge the men who are in the summit because they are so totally awesome, really incredibly awesome. And it's I always enjoy that show. And Glenn also hosts Wealth Club on Tuesday, the second and fourth Tuesday, which is an opportunity for to increase your intellectual thing about your finances. And the topics that he has vary from week to week, but really, really a great show. And it's also an opportunity if you have a business, you can call in and share information about what you're up to with your business. But I want to get back to VisionWorks, and I want to get back to our declaration statement. I am the source I am present to myself as the source of my vision. I am present to myself as the source of my vision. We have a caller 757 area code. Do you have a question or a comment that you'd like to share? Okay. We have a lot of listeners tonight. 646-247. Do you have a question or a comment that you'd like to share? Okay, great. So one of the things that, one of the distinctions that we talk about in the summit is called No Right Way to Be. And it's one of my favorites because a lot of times we make up that there is a particular way that we're supposed to be, and I think thinking that way kind of limits our ability to have full expression. And when we're sourcing ourselves, we need, and also in looking at all of the possibilities of ourselves, that the distinction No Right Way to Be gives us the freedom and it gives us the permission to really show up in different ways. One of the passages that I read earlier talks about, you know, exhausting all of your resources. And if you're stuck in that there's a particular way to do it or there's a particular way to be about it, sometimes you might not explore a particular opportunity or a particular possibility. And Spirit has a way of talking to us and telling us things, and we sometimes we might just deflect it. You know, we might say, oh, that's, you know, I heard it. Like when things come to me, I have a tendency to write them down. So I had this vision that I wanted to do a few things. One, I wanted to take a Qigong course. And for those of you not familiar with Qigong, it's similar to Tai Chi, but it's a healing art. It actually uses movement, breath, and energy to heal the body. And I took the first course in Arizona at the Canyon Ranch Spa. If you've never been to the spa there, it is the most incredible experience in Arizona. They had things I had never heard of before, and at the time I had never heard of Qigong. So I said, let me take this class. I'm telling you, by the end of the class, my body just cleansed itself. It was amazing, the energy flow. So since that time, I had been searching for this class. Now, here it is some almost 10 years later, and I'm still searching for the class. I wrote down that I wanted to do voiceover work because every time on the phone, people say, oh, you have such a great voice. You have such a wonderful voice, blah, blah, blah. And I said, this is Claire, and they say, oh, I know, I recognize the voice. So I said, okay, I want to take a voiceover class. And I wrote about 5 things down on my list, and, you know, I was just kind of holding that particular vision in my head, and boom, that next week I pick up a brochure. All of the things that I wanted to do, all of the coursework showed up in this booklet. And so that gets me to my next point about being the source of your vision. When you have ideas, it's really important to just write it down, you know, to write it down no matter what it feels like or, what you know, how silly it may seem to you, but to write it down. And what writing it down does, it really gives acknowledgement to how Spirit answers what we ask for. Because a lot of times we ask for things and we're not really present to that we got them, that we received them, you know, so we can acknowledge it, we can be grateful about it. And so I had it written down, and then when it popped up, I was like, wow, that is pretty cool. And I'm also looking at the time between when I ask for things and when they start to manifest, you know. So getting that every request that I put out into the universe, every request that I put out there comes back to me, and sometimes I may not be aware of it because, one, I may have asked for it and then I forgot at some point in time. So writing it down allows us to keep track of the things that we're requesting and what we're getting. The show that was last week was about having a business plan. And business plan was, is basically, we think of business plans in terms of, you know, writing down what we want for our particular business plan. When you think about it, when you have a particular vision in mind, it's important to write down what it is you're trying to achieve, you know, and the steps that you're going to take, the things that you're putting in place, all of those things. And then you have a way to measure, did I reach that goal? You know, did I get what I asked for? Are the things coming true that I desire? And I have this, my bigger vision is really about prosperity. You know, it's about spiritual prosperity. It's about financial prosperity. It's about physical prosperity, you know, having my best body, my best self, and that my life and how I live my life is, really a conduit for those things to happen, such that, you know, what I want comes true, and I'm also conduit for that happening for other people. And when I track it, you know, when I'm writing it down, you know, I can see how I'm sourcing my vision. You know, doing this show is an opportunity to source that vision. The work that I do in real estate is an opportunity to source that vision. You know, the work that I do in my sorority is an opportunity to source that vision. The work that I do with family and also with my friends is an opportunity to source that vision. So it's important, one, to write it down, two, to invest in yourself, you know, so that you have all of the wherewithal to do what it is you need to do. And then the third thing, and I'm going to take this from Mr. Rua, is about agreements. And if you haven't read this book, I really, truly recommend it. It's called Four Agreements by Miguel Ruiz. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. It's R-U-I-Z. And the four agreements really help in sourcing yourself. The four agreements get you off your stuff. And I'm going back to the distinction we have in the Sun and No Right Way to Be. It helps you get off your stuff very quickly. So I'm going to share those with you. The first is to be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say what you mean. Avoid using words to speak against yourself or to gossip about other people. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and of love. So the first one is to be impeccable with your word. The second is to don't take anything personally. Nothing anybody else does is because of you. You know, what others say or do is really a projection of what's going on with them. You know, it has really nothing to do with you. So you're immune to the opinions and actions of other people, then you can't be a victim to needless suffering because you realize that that's really not about you. And it gives you power so that you can continue to source what it is you need to do for your vision. The third thing he says is don't make assumptions. You know, you have to find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. When you're communicating with others clearly, there's a tendency that you can avoid misunderstandings, you can avoid the sadness, you can avoid the drama. And with just this one agreement, you can really completely transform your life. And then the last thing he says is to always do your best. So, you know, your best is going to change from time to time and from moment to moment. And basically under any circumstance, if you just do your best and avoid your self-judgment, you have an opportunity to source your greatness. And, you know, all of that helps with doing your vision. We have a caller at 310-714. You have a question or a comment for us tonight?
Hi. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Shakesha. How are you?
Okay, okay.
Good,
I thought
good.
I'd give a call. Was really needing the show. So I thought I'd call in and chat with you for a moment.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. We're talking tonight about being present to yourself as the source of your visions. Is there something you'd like to share about that declaration statement?
Well, you know, I'm really looking at it, you know, looking at it to actually source me. As you know, my mom passed away
yeah.
in July.
Mm-hmm.
And so my sister has gone home. And, you know, I'm here at the house by myself.
Mm.
And so, you know, I'm just feeling really, you know, just sad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of thinking about the statement, you know, like, can you say it again?
I am present to myself as a source of my vision.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just keep looking at that, you know, you know, kind of dissecting it, saying, well, you know, how am I being my source, you know? Like, you know, am I sourcing the sadness? Or, you know, can I source something else? Or, you know, so just kind of pondering it from being a participant in the summit for over 18 years, I, you know how powerful these distinctions are and the things that I've witnessed come out of the questions and statements, you know, how they've been profound in people's lives, especially when they're experiencing it, like as the statements and questions are actually coming forth out of them. You know, I've been fortunate to be there many times and like, see the dynamic of it. So, you know, I'm looking to draw on that strength for myself at this time. And the only things that are, like, really present for me around source is, you know, I know personally that I source family. You know, I enjoy family. I love family.
Mm-hmm.
And during this time of remembering my mom and being with my family, you know, I see that we source that as a family.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get the piece about source, you know, that things aren't, you know, just unrelated or just happen haphazardly, that there's something that I clearly see that each person, you know, and that's what I'm looking like within myself, is that I'm a source, you know. It's like I'm the light for the torch. Like the torch doesn't light me, but I light the torch.
Gotcha.
You know, so it's like, you know, just trying to find, you know, like not find, but tap into that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
What's the source of your sadness?
Well, I guess right now it's just being here by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
so if you had another choice, would you want to be around people right now?
Not really, you know. I mean, I know I could get in my car and, you know, drive somewhere and, you know, be around people.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in a way, you know, I really don't want to, you know. One of the things I do like to do, and I don't know, it does always make me feel really good, is when I can have a day where I don't have to do anything. I don't have to go anywhere.
I love those days.
So, you know, it's kind of like I can just be isolated. So in a way, you know, I had a chance to go to church earlier, you know, and I was like, night before I was going to really go, and I was all excited.
Mm-hmm.
And then this morning I woke up, and then, you know, I chose not to go. So,
So I'm gonna ask him, what's the source of your sadness? Because I get you're choosing to be alone.
Right.
And also. I'd like to share another possibility with you, because that's the other thing we're talking about in the sourcing and the, and you know, there's like no right way to be about it. You're actually, you know, on air with a gazillion people, so you're not alone, you know. Someone may not be there with you physically, but just the fact that, you know, you called into the show, you're sharing yourself with the listening audience and with, you know, me and with us, we're with you. And, you know, we're sharing the space and the spirit with you. And your mom's with you too, you know. So, like, that's another possibility. So even though she's transitioned to a space where she's outside of her body right now, she's still with you too. She's in your memories. She's in your genes. You know, when you look in the mirror and you see yourself, I'm sure you see your mom too, you know, and your dad. So you're not alone. We alone is a, I guess it's a state of mind, you know, and there's some possibility in a broader context of, you know, the spaces that we share with people, even though there may not be other people in the room with us. Physically speaking.
Yeah, I kind of get that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of when you said that, it was kind of like my eyes kind of popped open. And said, well, I guess I'm not alone. And I was kind of getting this sense of what do I mean by alone, you know.
Yeah,
like it's kind of a self-indulgence. You know, because like you said, I'm not alone. I'm talking to you. People are out there, you know, I called into the show.
Yeah.
You know, I can hear people even from where I'm sitting, you know, I can hear voices from outside, you know. I have the TV on, so, yeah, in a way, I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I guess that's something I hadn't kind of looked at it all of the ways that I'm saying I'm alone, and when you kind of start looking at them, that's not really a true statement.
And something else that you shared in terms of your vision is that you source family, you know, that, you know, your family showed up powerfully around this event, and, you know, family has been showing up. Just because I know a few things about your family, has been showing up for the last, since January, since you started your travels, you know, from your immediate family to your extended family.
Exactly.
Yeah, so in terms of you sourcing the vision of family, I think you've done an incredible, incredible job. And if you don't mind, you know, I'll just share with our listening audience, Shakesha has been traveling all over the world since January. She had a vision. I don't recall when it exactly started. Sometime last year she started speaking that, you know, she was going to Brazil and to New Orleans and to Belize and to, where are the other places you say you were going, Shakesha?
New Orleans, different places in Africa. And then, you know, out of those, you know, they're like creating other places to go, places to return to, you know, And that's a good point because, you know, as I said, my mom just passed away, and, you know, in that we've been dealing with her estate. And, you know, I'm blessed in that, you know, she left us stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always, I'm a comedian too, so, you know, I'm very aware of the jokes. Especially in the black family, you know, that we don't get left nothing but some bills, you know. But, you know, my mother and father are amazing people because they're people who basically with less than a high school graduate, you know, basically both of them weren't high school graduates. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, they were able to provide us as children a lot. And, in, you know, they're passing away, left us things. And so basically, you know, I've been left with some money where I can continue to travel and, you know, pursue, you know, my vision of traveling. And, you know, like it's, you know, I've been blessed in that bit, you know, as a member of this family that I can continue my vision, which inspires the other parts of my family, you know, my I have a daughter who's 30-something and a, well, 31. I don't know, 30, 31, something like that. And my 29-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
And 25. And I know I got to quit doing that. But anyway, you know, they both acknowledge me in that, you know, I've been living my vision and that they're inspired by that.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm inspired by that. I really am. I mean, you've actually, in me looking at how you're living your life, created a new definition. It's new for me in terms of family. And one of the things our listeners don't know is that, you know, you went to these places and have been essentially hosted by people. You know, you made a request that I'm coming. Can you host me during the time I'm there? And a lot of times when we travel, let me speak for myself. When I travel, you know, I go, I get a hotel, you know, I do sightseeing. And one of the richest trips that I had was when I went to Africa, and I went with a friend who was from there and was hosted by he and his family. And I took my niece with me. She was 16 at the time. And it was such a rich experience because I got that living with people who live in those places, your exposure and your sense of the place is just, it's on a whole different level than when you stay in a hotel and do the tourist thing. You know, you go to different places, you get a different sense of the history of the place because it's from a personal perspective. And seeing, you know, you and the way you've been traveling just reminded me of that, and there's just such a richness in that. And it's about being family, like everybody that we meet and that we interact with is really part of our family, and if we treat it like that, you know, in terms of not only, in, you know, going and staying with other people, but inviting people into our homes. The second time when I went back to Africa, I went to West Africa, and got stranded, you know, everything happened. I have the saying, everything happens for good. And I got stranded in Senegal. So two things happened. One, I got sick while I was there because I was sharing food with some people at the airport. And, you know, anyway, I got sick. And then the next day they put us up in this hotel. And at the airport, we had to go through this thing. And got with a taxi driver, and he took us to his aunt's house, his other aunt's house, and we had probably maybe like not even a 2 or 3 hour layover. And I was afraid I was going to miss the flight coming back, but he was so happy to meet some people from America. He took us in every place that we went. Each of the women draped me in cloth, you know, in different African cloth, and when I got back to the airport, my friend who was traveling with me, you know, she and her boyfriend were like, "What happened to you?" And I said, "Well, I had an opportunity to go. It just presented itself." And I said, "Yes, I love that movie, Yes Man. where he just says yes to the universe, whatever shows up. And I said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, and the cab driver, you know, took us, you know, I shared the experience. And I came back with all this beautiful fabric, and I still have that fabric to this day. But, I mean, that commercial priceless, the experiences that, you know, we encourage when we just allow ourselves to be, you know, in the moment of living life. And, you know, I as well, as you know, love to travel. That's part of my vision is to, you know, go to just about all the places on my list, and I'm getting there. It's amazing. And when I, you just reminded me in how you show up about the world is your family, you know, the world is your home, you know, and all you have to do is create the possibility for it, source it, and all of that's available to you. So I just want to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you, because as you were speaking, you know, I started remembering and really getting in touch with what you were saying. And really got what you were saying, that, yeah, I'm not alone. I have so much family. And like you said, I'm very present right now to that I create family. So it's like I'm never losing anybody. I'm always adding it. So I just feel this, you know, great joy inside of me now about, you know, that I'm not alone and that I'll never be alone because, you know, like the statement said, I'm the source of addition, that I'm always including and always, like you say, I see people as my family. So I'm very full of joy now, you know, because I understand the potentiality and the ever-increasingness. You know, like I get, it's not a takeaway. That all there is for me is always addition. So I just feel this nice, warm feeling.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So
thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for sharing that with us. You know, it reminds me so much of the summit conversation. A lot of times, you know, people are in the room and they're listening, you know, and someone gets the courage to, you know, get up and say something that's true for them. And out of their sharing, you know, everybody in the room gets something. And so I just want to acknowledge you because out of your share, I'm sure quite a few people who are listening got something for themselves as well.
Well, thank you, and I'll be a listener.
Okay, wonderful. I would just like to say you're listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we air every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have a question or a comment, you can call into oh, my goodness, I just forgot the number. It went out of my head just that quickly. You can call in to 646-716-9827. Also, if you are on the switchboard, I forgot to mention this, you can press 1, and I know that you want to share a question or a comment that lets me know. And if you press 1 again, that takes your hand down. But the call-in number is 646-716-9827. You can also, listen to past shows by going to our website, www.blacksummit.org/talkshow. Again, that's www.blacksummit.org/talkshow. And we have a whole archive of shows. We've been doing the talk show since last year, or I guess it's 2.5 years now, so you can go back and listen to any of the previous shows 24/7, kind of on demand, as it were. Today on Vision Works, which is the name of this show, we've been talking about I am the source. I am present to myself as the source of my vision. I am present to myself as the source of my vision. And we've talked about one, when ideas come to you, to write them down. Two, to invest in yourself, to give yourself permission to be great and wonderful and to be in the space of possibility. You know, there's a part of the declaration that talks about unpredictable results, and unpredictable results really show up when we allow ourselves the space to, you know, operate in full possibility. In Shakesha's life, and her share is a testament of all of that. And then we talked about the four agreements. You know, if you exercise the four agreements, you really source yourself powerfully, which is being impeccable with your word, not taking anything personally, not making assumptions, and always doing your best. And from that space, you can really show up powerfully in the world and have your vision kind of manifest itself in a clear way, because communication is very important as part of that. And I also wanted to share our event in Oakland in October, the third weekend in October. I'd like to invite you all again who are listening to get on a plane, or if you're in California, make your way to Oakland, California. It'll be the third weekend. It is always a phenomenal time when people of the summit get together. It's talk about family. It is a joyous and wonderful time when we all get together. And our annual event for next year, next August, the first weekend in August, will be occurring in Baltimore, Maryland. So you can start planning now to make your way to Baltimore for the first weekend in August. And the annual summit event is really a time when folks from around the world, we gather, we share our lives, we tune up our listening to what life is giving us, and we really engage in the process of expressing and transforming who we are and how we show up in the world. It's a great time. I love the summit event, and this is, consider this your personal invitation, really, to come next year. Like I said, it'll be in Baltimore, Maryland, in 2010. And if you'd like any more information about the summit or our events, you can go to our website at www.blacksummit.org, and you know, kind of get information on that. We have a couple of new callers. Let's see, area code 347. Did you have a question or a comment?
Hi, Clara. This is Glenn Greenwich. How you doing?
Hello, Glenn Greenwich. My favorite host.
How you doing?
I'm great. Good.
I'm enjoying this conversation. It's certainly very powerful and very impactful, you know. And you know, one of the things that I'm present to, I actually just was on a conference call earlier with a group called the BEG, People of African Descent Empowerment Group, which is an offshoot of the International Black Summit, and we meet on prosperity and wealth and investments. And we were acknowledging the conversation of wealth and abundance. And one of the things that we were looking at were the abundance of the relationships that we have and the wealth of those relationships as well. So it's definitely tied into what Shakesha was present to in terms of, you know, not being by yourself. Because one of the access points is that if you are clear that you're not in it by yourself, then you've got the possibility of being connected and then taking advantage of the wealth and abundance that is available to all of us.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true. It's a great point.
Thank you.
Yeah, so how often does the PADET group meet?
It's a once-a-month meeting. We meet on the third Sunday of the month from 3 o'clock to about 6.
Okay. Wow. And we have a few minutes left. I just wanted to ask you, are you present, you know, is there something that you would like to share about how you source your vision or, you know, what your vision is?
Well, my vision is health, wealth, and abundance available for all. And one of the things that I actually got clearer today, because being clear is in the moment, moment-to-moment kind of a thing. And one of the things that I'm looking to do to take care of myself, to take care of my personal well-being and finance, is that I'm going to be producing some courses for youth. So I'm going to be producing some youth leadership courses and actually have a vision of creating 100 youth coming to the Baltimore annual event next year. So So that's what I'm looking at.
Wonderful, wonderful. And if you don't mind, I'd like to share with our listeners that Glenn is a facilitator for our youth summit, and our youth are phenomenal. I mean, they blow me away. If I had done this work, some of them have started, at 12, Glenn?
Yeah, 11 and 12. Actually, my daughter was 8 when she started, when she was a facilitator. She was actually the youngest, but most of the people were about 11 and 12 years old, 11, 12, and 13.
Yeah, and some of those 11, 12, and 13-year-olds are now, you know, 25.
25 and up, right, yeah.
And things they're doing in the world, they blow me away. They're just...
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to be able to utilize this technology. And one of the things that I'm doing, because I'm developing some coursework actually outside of the International Black Summit, but one of the things that I'm looking to include is a conversation of wealth and investing as part of the youth leadership programs that I'm creating. So I'm looking to have lots of youth participate here in New York and all over the country, really, and I'm a commitment to have a youth radio show. So we're going to have that happen sometime this before the end of the year. So part of our International Black Summit Talk Show Network, we're going to have the youth radio station. And we're looking at hip-hop gospel. So that's coming to our network soon.
Yes. I'm excited. Glenn is doing some phenomenal work with the youth, and I also want to do a shout-out to Joyce and Susan, who also work with the youth and the Youth Summit. And I'm excited about having a youth segment as part of the Talk Show Network. So that's within our vision for the team. And so look forward to that. And if you have some resources around that area, please feel free to contact us. You can always send an email to us at talkshow@blacksummit.org, and we'll get your comments about it or any information, or if you want to be a guest speaker on any of our shows, you can shoot us an email at talkshow@blacksummit.org. I really want to thank Glenn and Shakesha. I want to thank everyone who have listened tonight in the chat room, over the web, live with us. The International Black Summit Talk Show Network is a wealth of information, and it's all designed to further the conversation of the summit in the areas of empowerment, transformation, and fulfillment of each person's life purpose and the commitments that you make to yourself. I am present to myself as the source of my vision. I am present to myself as a source of my vision. I want to thank the IBS Talk Show team members and everyone who listened, chatted, and shared tonight. My name is Claire Lyons Devon, and I invite you to show up powerfully in your life and share the special gift that God gave only to you. Thank you. And good night. Thank you, everybody.